time. Let's get something done here in this hour of the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Roberta Fasanelli and Rich McFadden. Ken Kessler is helping us with lots of info that we can pass along to you. Jennifer Horn is here. The essence of this hour wrapped around lots more information. Dr. Ken will join us in a few minutes with some of the work this week that he's done trying to figure out what's going on, the latest news from the medical world. And Dr. Joy Brown will also help us fix a problem later on in the hour. Problems that you make and create, and then you can fix your own problems. You know that. A lot of the things that happen to you are a result of you. Although a lot of you like to place the blame on other people, if you become master of yourself, master of the universe? You don't have to become master of the universe. Just master your own life. And work on your mind and nourish your mind. Understand your emotions and get what the reality is around you. A lot of people don't get... people who do the same jobs every day, like some people say, well, your job is repetitive. My job isn't repetitive at all. I have to be here at the same time every day, but so do you. Most people work in the same time, in the same confines, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The wonderful thing here that we're so thankful of is that there are a lot of great things going on conversationally every day, and it's our pleasure to be able to bring you some of those conversational items. For example, this is, how many of you knew, raise your hands please, that this is the anniversary, the 40th anniversary of the mobile phone. This week marks the 40th year the mobile phone has been placed into service.
I think my Aunt Lauren still has it, actually.
Actually, Tom still has his first mobile phone. I remember it was It was probably like in a bag that New York City women carry around their shoes and an extra sweater.
They were like in a square leather bag.
Yeah, huge bag.
And the battery was on the bottom, and you flipped open the Velcro on the top, and you had the handset, and you had to put the magnet antenna on the roof of your car.
It had to weigh at least 10 pounds, and he would carry this thing around.
My first mobile phone, you called them mobile phones back then.
Mobiles.
And I was wholesaling cars, so I was on the road all day long. Cost me about $400 a month.
Wow.
Did you ever feel the heat in your ear? Did you ever, as you were using
the antenna was on the roof.
That's right.
Of the car.
That's right.
Remember?
You blew it on.
I didn't have anything to do with it.
Not glue, it was a magnet.
What was in the phone itself when you stuck the phone in your ear.
And then the battery was in the bag, which laid on the seat next to me. So the only part that I had was the handset, which was not receiving a signal and did not have a battery in it. It was actually safer than the phones we have now, if you think about it, even though there were stronger wattage. They were actually safer because the antenna was outside the car and the battery was, 3 feet on the side of the car next to me.
Think back to the first cell phone that you ever had, that you ever used, that you ever saw, and think about where they are today. By the way, our poll today at DougSteffen.com. What do you mostly use your cell phone for? A, placing and receiving calls. B, texting. C, checking email. D, navigation. E, playing games. F, other. And video now is a big thing. If you check out the video of the day today at DougSteffen.com, it is, and there's no real audio with it, other than I think you hear a little Emeritus voice in me. There's the video of Jim Davis, who runs the radio station just south of where I am now. I'm at WMEO, which is Melbourne. Go down about 65 miles below us here into Vero Beach, and that's the station WTTB that carries me down there. And I'd call Jim during the day to say hi to him, and then we had a flat tire on the interstate, and Jim, God love him, came down. We've told the story before, so I don't want to overdo it, but if you want the story in 35 seconds, go look at the video at DougSteffen.com as we change the tire of the car on the interstate. And then Richie's happy to point out that half of Meredith's laundry is sitting on the side of the road.
It was funny.
It really was kind of fun.
If you go to eBay, you can buy one of those bag phones for anywhere from $25 to $100. But you can also buy a fake plastic case to put your iPhone in to make it look like an 80s retro brand.
Why do they do that? It's so funny.
It is so funny. Yeah.
All right, so that's the scoop. The essence of Sylvester Stallone's problem with his contract. I know people have been following the story that Sylvester Stallone is now after his contract.
I almost had Muhammad to go after mine once. Hadid. They're very frustrating.
Really? Well, but apparently there is a if you believe what you saw on some of the entertainment shows last night, mm-hmm. Stallone says, this guy says that Stallone said, "I'm going to kill you, you mother blanker."
Yeah, he
demanded that he get those dirty Mexicans out of my yard, or I'm going to blow your head up. Now, is he capable of doing that? What do you think?
Well, I took him on steroids. I'm capable of doing anything. I wouldn't trust me if I was
whatever
you.
Whatever he wants.
Yeah.
I wouldn't trust me as far as I could throw me.
Sir.
Well, Sylvester is saying that this is just a desperate attempt by a man who wants to be a media star, because he is a guest, I guess, frequently on the reality show Shaws of Sunset. This is Mohammed Hadid is the contractor's name, yes.
Hadid.
Sylvester
the
called
Shaws
him unscrupulous and an unlicensed predator.
No, that's not true. I can't even say it. Scroop. What'd she say? So it wasn't me. I'm telling you, it wasn't me.
These are the people that inhabit Scoop. Most of those restaurants. There are a lot of Muslim type restaurants on the lower end of Sunset Strip, aren't there, Jennifer?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
A lot of the people.
Persian is the community.
Yeah,
is.
Persian restaurants. The Ethiopians.
And I don't eat any of that stuff. So I'm telling you, it wasn't me.
Okay, thank you, Sylvester. In a moment, Dr. Ken Kronhaus updates us on hopefully how to fix our mouths, amongst other things. That's coming right up here on Good Day.
The sound of small business getting busier. Can you tell which one is using AT&T? Truth is, they all are, because businesses of all kinds can find AT&T customizable plans that fit their exact needs. Whether it's broadband, mobility, or nationwide voice, at AT&T, we can help your business get humming.
I need more receipt paper, please.
Call 1-855-877-4288 today and ask about special offers available for new small business packages. AT&T, rethink possible.
Attention hip implant patients. Are you in constant pain? Have you received a letter from your doctor about your implant? Have you had or need a revision surgery? Do you have high levels of metal, chromium, or cobalt in your blood? Over 90,000 hip implant devices have been recalled due to defects and failures resulting in revision or replacement surgery. If you have a recalled hip implant, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-251-7823 to see if your implant is affected by the recalls. If you or a loved one has a defective or recalled hip implant, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-251-7823. That's 800-251-7823. Protect your legal rights today. Call 800-251-7823.
This is an advertisement, not valid in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. iLawsuit.com is an advertising group that represents lawyers advertising their services and is a free matching service for consumers. It is not a law firm or lawyer referral service.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus joins us now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, brought to you by the folks at Cardiol. I'll tell you how you can get a free cholesterol test kit in a moment, connected to the folks at Cardiol who want to keep your cholesterol and triglycerides. Say it again, Doug. There it is, triglyceride level where they need to be. Dr. Ken studying the medical journals. The story about that basketball player, Kevin Ware, and his leg injury. We all know of the horror of how it looked.
Yeah.
But how do you fix something like that, Ken?
Well, this is an emotional story for me. You know, I was a medical intern and resident at Duke, and he's going to do okay. He had a compound fracture. Compound fractures are when the bone breaks through the skin through a wound. And fortunately, this was a horrendous injury, probably the worst that was ever seen on live TV. But fortunately, orthopedic surgeons commonly fix these. They put a rod into the tibia. You know, you got two bones below the knee. There's a lot of pressure on them when you go up and jump on them. Sometimes these basketball players get these little tiny fractures in them, and they play on them. They play hurt when they should be resting, and you have a little tiny fracture on top of a lot of pressure. You get a nice looking compound fracture, and fortunately, usually in 6 to 12 months, these things heal, and I would predict by October, when the new season is around to practice, he's going to be out there on the floor.
Wow. Well, that's not so. It just looked gross.
So he's actually lucky that it's a clean break,
exactly.
That they can heal properly.
He had 2 hours of surgery. He had to put inserted a rod in his tibia, and he's going to do okay.
Well,
this is a common procedure that orthopedic surgeons do.
All right, next up with Dr. Ken, the story of many independent doctors who are trying to get together to fight a trend. The trend is that these big hospital corporations are trying to buy physician groups. You practice by yourself, Ken, but there are plenty of, let's say, in the cardio world, people who may five or six of them practice different kinds of specialties, and these hospitals are trying to buy up the office, right?
Hopefully I'm not becoming a dinosaur, but doctors are trading their independence, Doug, for steady paychecks from hospitals. This national trend has wide implications, not only for doctors, but also for patients' pocketbooks. Often patients don't realize their physicians become a hospital employee until they get their bill. These often will be higher because hospitals can negotiate higher reimbursement rates with insurers. Today, 39% of doctors nationwide are on their own. This is down from an amazing 57% who were independent in the year 2000. Doctors cite the cost of running a practice as the main reason.
Wow. Phew. Okay, if you don't think there are consequences of the Obama health plan, there's another one of them. Coronary heart disease, you're a cardiologist, so you spend your time around people who have all different forms of cardiovascular disease. Baldness, apparently now, is linked to a higher risk of having heart problems. How do they figure that?
Out of the British Medical Journal this week, male pattern baldness, Doug, it's linked to an increased risk of coronary heart disease, the number one killer, but only if it's on the top or crown part of the head. And fortunately for all of us, a receding hairline is not linked to an increased risk of coronary heart disease. The link between coronary heart disease and baldness depends on the severity of the baldness.
And also, as long as we're talking about heart disease, here's a study about omega-3s that is actually pretty good. If you want a longer life, this looks like the key to it.
At Harvard Medical School and published in the Annals of Internal Medicine just this week, adults with the highest level of omega-3 fatty acids in their blood, Doug, they're less likely to die from a range of causes than those with the lowest level. People with the most circulating omega-3s live about 2 years longer than those with the lowest levels on average. And most of the benefit seems to come from halving the rate of heart disease deaths among people with the high fatty acid levels. This was measured levels, actually, not taking supplements. So you just need to work more oily fish into your diet. My recommendation, at least 2 servings a week of the oily fish is salmon, sardines, or albacore tuna.
All right, but it does sort of underscore the need for cardiol, because cardiol, which we've been talking about here on this program for well over a year, has a great combination of omega-3s, other things that are from the basic fish oil derivatives, right?
Absolutely.
So what do we do overall as far as cardiol is concerned? You're telling your patients now to make sure they're focused and have this every day.
Well, high cholesterol is a serious condition. It can lead to heart attacks and heart disease. And as a cardiologist, I always seek the safest, most effective way to lower cholesterol in all my patients, Doug. There's this all-new natural approach from Italy. It might be right for many of our listeners. Cardiol's 9 natural ingredients. They work together to reduce cholesterol levels. They also help to lower the bad fats in your blood. These are known as triglycerides. We use cardiol with our patients because it's an excellent result in as little as 30 days.
Call 888-809-6424. 5th caller gets a free cholesterol test kit worth $89.95 and also the free 30-day trial for cardiol. Cardiol.net/Ken or 888-809-6424. Dr. Ken here on Good Day.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor. just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Week in 1964, the Beatles set an all-time record on the top 100 chart of Billboard. All five of the songs were from the Beatles. Beatles also had the number one album. Meet the Beatles continued to lead all the other albums. Top album February 15th that year, actually through May 2nd. And it was replaced by the Beatles' second album. Estimated at that time, the Beatles counted for 60% of the entire single record business during the first 3 months of 1960.
Wow.
God love them.
Wow.
And this is the number five song. Please, please me, oh yeah, like I please you. It's a great, great
song. You know what I was thinking the other day is, as I'm driving around chatting with my son, who is nine, about, you know, rock history and the importance of understanding rock history, that this stuff, we will still be listening to it when it's 100 years old. I thought about 40 years from now, will we still be listening to all of these Elvis and Beatles and, you know, all of this classic original roots rock? And will it still be relevant, or will it just kind of drift away and be replaced by Britney Spears, Justin Bieber?
No.
And
nah, that stuff doesn't have any longevity to it at all.
Well,
this stuff does.
We'll
okay, that was number five. Please, please me. Number four was... Les Beatles, I want to hold your hand.
Oh, yeah. Tell you something. I think you'll understand.
Song is one of the greatest in the history of music. The number three song this week in 1964, She Loves You.
Ah, love that drum. Richie, hit it again.
I love the way that starts.
Come on, come on, come on.
One more time.
There it is.
Simple pleasures in our silly lives.
And then,
this next one became a hit again when it was in one of my all-time favorite movies, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, in the 1980s.
Not by the Beatles, though, wasn't it? The Isley Brothers?
No, no, no.
Later.
It was, no, it was the Beatles.
Number two between 1960.
And by the way, me and my boys who hang out and jam on a couple-week, bi-weekly basis, this is one of the songs we do. Fun, fun, fun.
Work it on it. So that leads the way for the number one song during this week in 1964. All of them, Beatles song. This was the number one song.
in the 1980s where Patrick Dempsey was a star based on this song called Can't Buy Me Love.
Yeah.
He was young, so, Mr. McDreamy.
Number five, Please Please Me. Number four, I Want to Hold Your Hand. Number three, She Loves You. Number two, Kristen Chow. Number one, Can't Buy Me Love. Who knows what the number six song was that week? Who knows? An American singer who sounded like Elvis a lot, doing an Elvis song.
I have no idea.
I'm going to say Carl Perkins.
Nope.
And I'm going to say... not Carl Perkins.
No, first name Terry.
Don't know.
Oh, yes you do, for heaven's sake.
Terry.
Yes you do. Terry Stafford. Sounds like Elvis. You know who Terry Stafford is?
Nope.
Richie, get suspicion. The song Terry Stafford did that was Elvis did, and he didn't do as well with it as Terry Stafford, who had in his mind he would become another Elvis because he sounded a little like Elvis. And they recorded the song, did very well for him. Did you find it? Suspicion.
I do not have it, no.
Oh, yes, you do.
Yeah.
We've played it before. Any number of occasions.
It's not handy. Right, but
it isn't handy?
No.
Well, sometimes that becomes a problem. You're not handy. You're not much good to me.
I'm Bobby Likas, calling all technicians with 20 facts about ethanol. Let's talk cafe. And I'm not referring to the little bistro down the street, but rather cafe as in corporate average fuel economy. Standards set by Congress to ensure vehicle manufacturers design and build cars and trucks with increased fuel efficiency and decreased emissions. According to a recent study by Ricardo Engines, the vast majority of the vehicles sold through 2025 in the United States will use internal combustion engines as primary propulsion, which will require technology assists like turbo boosters and higher octane fuels like ethanol at 113 to meet the 54.5 MPG CAFE mandate. I'm Bobby Likas, calling all technicians with 20 facts about ethanol, brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association. Drive to ethanolrfa.org. That's ethanolrfa.org.
Fortune 500 companies choose Royal Purple Lubricants to protect and improve the performance of their multi-million dollar equipment. The same high-performance technology is also available for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, or ATV. Royal Purple enhances performance and provides superior protection for anything wrapped in metal. Royal Purple is the performance oil that outperforms. For independent tests and endorsements that document Royal Purple benefits, go to royalpurple.com. That's royalpurple.com.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your...
The GCN Radio Network. Providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 Honey Garlic Cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Alley C.
You've heard about our MRE smorgasbord. Now, Long Life Food Depot introduces the most unique, safe, and longest-lasting way to stash emergency food, the Eat Pod. Most survival food products recommend an ideal storage environment, including low temps, low moisture, and low oxygen. If you're storing in a basement, too humid. Garages and attics, too hot. But the waterproof, double-walled, high-density polyethylene patent-pending Eat Pod is a unique roll-away food bunker that creates the perfect condition. Can be buried up to 30 feet and can keep your survival food supply safe, secure, dry, and virtually undetectable for 25 years or more. Get full details on the Eat Pod at eatpod.com, spelled EATPOD.com, or call 800-601-2833. That's 800-601-2833. The Eat Pod from Long Life Food Depot. Since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Program. I'm in Melbourne Beach, Florida today, headed north to who knows who or where. Richie, I'll try to find you on later in the day on Friday. It'd be nice to visit with you.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the gang there. What we are doing here this morning is the usual stuff. Let's find out what's going on in the world. Dr. Joy Brown will join us in a few moments to talk about how things like the situation at Rutgers get so out of hand. There's a problem there. How do they fix it? What do they deal with in terms of their own staff, in terms of their student body, in terms of the outside PR that's focused not on just Mike Rice, the coach, but on the school itself? The video now, maybe the question here, Richie, is what do we do now that, again, keeping in mind everything you do, everywhere you go, anything is going to be, and everything's going to get videotaped. There is nothing you're going to be able to hide away from the scrutiny of the public.
And the thing I'm curious about to talk to Joy about is, okay, the guy's got a temper, and this is the way he deals with people, and they didn't manage it properly. But all of the players that I've seen interviewed this morning,
they're on his side.
They are on his side.
They liked it, yeah.
They had no problem with the way he managed the team and coached the team.
All right, so Jen, the talk of Jay Leno replacing Jimmy Fallon, this has become almost an artificial hoopla. But apparently this is something that was engineered by Lorne Michaels behind the scene. Was Fallon earlier on SNL? I guess he was.
He was, right? Yeah. Yes. He was on Saturday Night Live for sure, yes.
Okay.
Well, here's the story with that. The Tonight Show is going to be moving to New York. That was made official yesterday. Jay Leno's acknowledged it. Jimmy Fallon has acknowledged it. It will be executive produced now by Lorne Michaels. He said he's really excited. Jimmy Fallon said he's really excited to host a show that starts today instead of tomorrow. He said Jay Leno responded with, "Congratulations, Jimmy. I hope you're as lucky as me and hold on to the job until you're an old guy. You need me, I'll be at the garage."
Richie, could you find last night's David Letterman top 10 list? Because it's very relevant here, given the fact that Letterman always has said his mother, he talks about his mother.
Yeah.
Right, being disappointed.
He didn't get the Tonight Show job again.
And even Jay Leno made a joke about that in his monologue. But the rumors are that Seth Meyers will take over for Jimmy Fallon's gig on Late Night. Other names that have been thrown into the hat for that were Howard Stern and a few others. So we'll see what ends up there.
All right. Some reviews that are good about shows that have been renewed. Burn Notice, one of those shows that's been around for a long time, and the people in it are likable. The show's stories are pretty good. It's one of those shows that, even though it's on cable, seems to attract a strong sort of regular audience.
Oh, yeah. It's a huge thing. And, you know, we can say even though it's on cable, but now those cable shows are just as popular as network shows. So USA has scheduled the season premiere of Burn Notice for Thursday, June 6th. Royal Pains and Necessary Roughness will start June 12th. And then Covert Affairs and Suits will premiere on July 16th. Yeah.
Suits is a very good show, I think.
Yeah. No, they're all a lot of fun. Also, as a side note, if talking about cable shows, HBO renewed Game of Thrones for a fourth season. It was really popular. Season 4 will likely premiere early next year.
Yeah. That's a show. Remember I told you when I was visiting the Titanic? The studio for Game of Thrones is right next door in an old warehouse building.
Mm-hmm.
They put up all of the sets, the inside sets in this building, and then they go out into the area north of Dublin where they have a lot of, just, you know, what you see, greenery, kind of looks old, feels old, to shoot the stuff that's done outside. That's a pretty violent show.
Oh, yeah. No, Game of Thrones is very violent.
Really,
did they have a head of, like, George Bush roll by at some point, a lookalike of George Bush?
Exactly.
Yeah, it's violent.
That was done, by the way, in fairness, to sort of even out what Satan looks like on the Bible.
Except it was done first.
Right. Well, so you got to have
fair and balanced. Yes.
The way. Yeah. Exactly. Fair and balanced. That's exactly what we like. How many people are golfers getting out into the swing of things? If you'll pardon the pun, people out on the course. There's a across the street, Richie, from one of the fields. We have about 35 acres in a state park that we use to plant corn. Across the street from it is a golf course, and these crazies are out there. There's still snow on all sides of the green in the sand trap. That doesn't stop them. They're out there playing golf. Playing ready, 1st of April, out on the links. There is a golf cart that's brand new. I don't know if you've seen the prototype of this, not yet. If you haven't, you go to DougStefan.com, and you'll see this new Star Wars-like hovercraft, which is aimed and built to glide across the golf course. So those
that's
of you who
cool.
have been
I
using
like it.
Golf carts.
So out of style.
But a lot of people complain about golf carts because they affect the essence of the grass. You know, they groom it very well, most golf courses. But
yeah, you have to stay in the cart path lines where they allow you to ride across the grass.
Right. Anyway, if you want to see the prototype, how it looks, check it out at DougStefan.com. What's new is the corner of the website where you'll find that. Now, back to Letterman and Leno and Fallon and all the late-night people. What they want is to put
like
Jimmy
soap
Fallon
opera.
Against Jimmy Kimmel because they both feel they're young. I don't think...
Yeah, Kimmel is the one who's cranked all this up because he's a threat.
Right. I don't see
or so they feel.
As do. No, but it's a different audience, if you will.
It is a different audience, and that's what they're afraid of.
Well, so Dave, last night, David Letterman decided, and he and Leno have been off again, on again friends since Leno got the job, even though Johnny Carson wanted Letterman to get the job. That didn't work. But
I think there's
Leno,
respect there now at this point.
Yeah, Leno's done a good job. Anyway, so here's last night's David Letterman top 10 list.
Number 10. Whenever you used a headline that I sent in, I got a Tonight Show t-shirt. I'll miss that. Number 9. Now I'm the only guy in late night television who's not a Jimmy. Number 8. He looks damn good in denim. Yes, he does. There he is.
Always. Jay always wears denim. Always.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Things we'll miss about Jay Leno, driving one of his antique fire trucks. Yes, we'll miss that. Number 6, playful spats with Gelman.
Yeah.
Number 5, if you broke down on the freeway, Jay was always there to help with the camera crew. Number 4, can't remember the name of the bit, but it's the one where Jay is walking.
Yes.
Number 3, top 10 things we'll miss about Jay Leno. He's mom's favorite talk show host. Now... How will we miss that?
Well, we'll miss having a guy on Channel 4 who is your mother's favorite talk show.
Okay, yeah.
And it's not you.
Yeah. Number 2, I won't be able to do this anymore. Yeah, you see, the thing about it is that Connor was in and I came in and there's plenty of room for you and plenty of room for me and you get screwed and I get screwed and
yes.
I got 400 cars and you get 400 cars and I get 400 cars.
Yeah.
Remember the one thing we'll miss about Jay Leno? Watching him interview big stars who won't do this show. There you go.
To the top 10 about Jay Leno. In a moment, Dr. Joy Brown will join us, and we'll talk about some people who seem to run their lives in and out of temporary insanity. That's up next here on Good Day.
Instant messaging, instant coffee, instant hair removal. The world has gone instant. Shouldn't your hotel rewards be instant, too? At America's Best Value Inn, there's no waiting. Join our value club and enjoy an instant 15% discount, room upgrade, and late checkout when available. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for more value, more comfort, and instant rewards.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's juggling school and work.
It's paying my dues on the job.
And it's pulling all-nighters when I need to.
You work hard to earn your money, and we want to help you stretch every dollar. That's why TurboTax lets you file your simple federal return for free. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you can even chat with a tax expert. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Get the federal free edition at TurboTax.com. Five Tax Help Service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details. At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's juggling school and work.
It's paying my dues on the job.
And it's pulling all-nighters when I need to.
You work hard to earn your money, and we want to help you stretch every dollar. That's why TurboTax lets you file your simple federal return for free. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you can even chat with a tax expert. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Get the federal free edition at TurboTax.com. Live Tax Help Service is subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
It's the Doug and the Good Day program at 16 and a half before the hour. Dr. Joy Brown joins us with some thoughts on those who suffer from temporary insanity. Dr. Joy loves to find a problem and fix it. I find problems and I go to her to fix them. So you got to wonder what people are thinking, Joy. This Rutgers fired head football coach, Mike Rice,
basketball
for a long time.
Basketball.
What did I say? Did
football.
I say football?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Basketball, yeah. Yes. Anyway, for a long time, he's been abusing the people on his teams, apparently, kicking them, hurling balls at their heads, yelling what appears to be homophobic slurs and profanity. The video was made public yesterday, or I guess the day before, and the guy immediately got fired. He grabs the players, shoves the players. This guy's got an anger problem. One wonders, however, how you look at the Rutgers athletic director's statements, the president of the Rutgers, the statements that are made by people who are in denial. How do you deal with, you must get calls like this all the time. That is, people who are in denial, they may not even recognize it, and you have to point it out to them. Do you realize what you're saying, madam or sir? Why is it that people seem, right? You know what I'm saying. Well, you become your own worst enemy, in a sense.
Was there a question in there, sweetie pie?
Yes, there was, sweetie pie. The question is about denial and how it is that people who are in, whether it's important jobs or anything, whether your personal life, this whole thing is a great example among many things of those who are in complete denial of reality. How and then everything gets warped and you get angry about what is basically your own phobia.
Okay. First of all, I think there's a slightly different way of looking at this. Let me separate this into at least two parts. The first is, let me just answer your essential question, which I'm not sure actually applies here, but it's a good question, which is why, what's the purpose, what's the function of denial? Because on some level it would seem absolutely counterproductive. You're not dealing with reality, and reality is what all of us have to deal with. And denial is defined defined as a classic defense mechanism. In other words, we choose to ignore what's too painful for us to focus on. It would require a change in our behavior or self-analysis that might be uncomfortable or negative feelings about ourselves. So denial is really a classic defense mechanism. But I think here, in the case of Rutgers, seems to be very similar to the case at Penn State with Joe Paterno. And the question then seems to me to be, which reality are they dealing with? And the answer, at least to maybe a slightly cynical me, says that people knew about this for a very long time in both the case of Rutgers and Penn State and other places. And the reason they choose to not deal with it, perhaps to deny it, because denial is an unconscious mechanism. It says, I'm going to protect the ego by pretending this isn't going on. This seemed to me, in both cases, a very conscious denial, a willingness to turn a blind eye and a deaf ear for one simple reason, that these programs make money, lots of money. And so the people in a position of authority, because this video apparently was made by somebody on the Rutgers athletic staff.
Yeah, right.
So this was not, you know, a video that a parent took or somebody accidentally did. And as you point out quite accurately, it went on for a long period of time. And so why would this be allowed to happen? And we have to look at that again from two different points of view. One is from Mike Rice's point of view, why did he behave this way? And the answer to a certain extent is he was allowed to, that there was no consequence to him behaving this way. And Rutgers had a fairly active and successful program. Then the question becomes, why would the administration do it? And I think that becomes very cynically, very quickly, money. That he was a winning coach and that he used whatever methods. And as you know and I know, that whether we're talking about a movie or Bear Bryant, that the history of coaching is littered with what seems to be abusive behavior of a man treating adults as if they were naughty, psychopathic children, hitting, screaming, yelling. So I don't think that the interesting thing about Rutgers is not that it happened, but it happened to such an extent, and that one of his own staff clearly was trying to say enough. And that his apology, interestingly enough, my question yesterday, which is it sincere if the apology only happens after you get caught? What do you apologize before?
Yeah, what good is it?
The answer is certainly not.
Yeah.
Certainly not.
You know, one of the other things, we have a few seconds left here, the thing, the big gorilla in the room is how much money these coaches at the college level are making. The boys that are playing are not making money, but they have their schooling paid for, and there are some people who think they ought to be paid because they're worth $1 million a year across the board, pretty much, if you look at the average of what these schools take in. And one wonders if this is moral.
Well, I think it's a very good question. Should sports? I mean, I grew up in Denver, and the University of Denver actually stopped playing football because they decided it was too violent. And this was a gazillion years ago. They do play hockey, but athletic programs, football, basketball, a little bit of baseball, support not only the athletic programs at all these schools, but the academic programs at all these schools. That's where you get the alums. That's where you get the money.
Yeah, so that's right. You're right about that.
It should be policed a lot more carefully than it is.
Well, you got to wonder again, and you mentioned, I think, Penn State, what went on there. You got to wonder how much on all these divisions, whether D1, D2, D3, this kind of stuff is being done. Teaching kids, you wonder about what the values are, frankly.
Well,
is it just all about winning?
Well, I think you bring up one other, not only huge 800-pound gorilla, which is it's not only winning at any cost, literally, but the value of academics versus athletics. And because we know in most schools that the athletic department is held to a completely different standard than the student body, than athletics in general.
Yeah. All right. Good job as usual. Thanks for the food for thought. Dr. Joy Brown, who's on the air every day at noontime East Coast time. Check her out at Dr. Joy. Is it drjoyshow.com? I think it is, isn't it?
drjoy.com and 855-99 Dr. Joy.
There you go. Okay.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Quick work of this. Turtle Power by Partners in Crime, K-R-Y-M-E, from the original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movie, which was number one, no accounting for taste, during this week in 1990.
I like it.
You liked it?
I didn't like the movie, but this song's got a good beat.
Kind of sounds like Will Smith a little bit, doesn't it?
It does.
All right, so Chucker, what's the story? Weren't there a couple of these Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movies?
They recently did one.
There were three of them originally. That one came out in 1990, a year after Tim Burton's Batman, so it did very well at the box office. I was not a fan. I remember going to see it opening day. A lot of people did. I didn't like it very much. They're going to make a new one, though. They're going to revive the franchise. They've already started casting.
Great. And that's exciting. We're going to wait for the opening of that.
Well, Megan Fox is the female lead, so you may like that.
All right. Next up is our contest. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here to give us the movie news in a moment. First, though, a celebration of the star of this movie's 48th birthday is in order. Here's the first clip. If you know what the movie is, you'll call us at 888-302-DOUG, 888-302-3684. Here's the first audio clue.
What a busy afterlife you're having.
Quick. Anybody get it?
Too quick.
No.
888-302-3684. All right, good. We'll give him a little more, Reggie.
Crime is common. Logic is rare.
I didn't even... I need that one more time.
Crime is common. Logic is rare.
Know the voice, but this is the sound.
You know both. You know both the voices.
Huh.
All right. This is a franchise. Two movies have already been done. Two more are planned. A cash cow for the guy. He's begun really to kind of create series out of movies. And good story. So let's try this as the last clue.
No girl wants to marry a doctor who can't tell if that's dead or not.
I need that again. I cannot do whatever this guy's accent is. I do not get it.
This is not the star. This is the second star.
One more time.
Accent.
No girl wants to marry a doctor who can't tell if that's dead or not.
Huh? All right. I know what it is.
I got it.
Yeah.
888-302-3684. Give you a minute or two to think about it. The Checker brings this movie news on Good Day right after this.
Mom, I had the best dream. Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle was safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at HouseLogic.com.
Baa Black Sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
All right, Sir Chucker, what's in the movie news bag today on Good Day?
All right, Doug. Actor Matthew McConaughey has confirmed that he will star in director Chris Nolan's sci-fi epic titled Interstellar. The storyline top secret, Nolan, the director of Inception and the last three Batman movies, is easily one of the top three directors in the business, so that's a good coup for McConaughey to get the starring role. Other news, according to Deadline Hollywood Daily, Brad Pitt in final negotiations to star in a World War II drama titled Fury. Pitt, Doug, who's now 48 years old, is still one of the most highly sought actors in the business. He will star in the most expensive zombie movie ever made, World War Z, which opens this June. That film costs more than $200 million to produce. It's being reported that Warner Brothers could lose more than $100 million on his fantasy film, Jack the Giant Slayer, which opened about 4 weeks ago. It bombed the box office with a hefty price tag of over $200 million. So not all movies do great, and some are high risk, and that was obviously a high risk film.
It's just a horrible, horrible concept all the way around, it would seem. All right, so James, you have the... Yeah, it's not good. James, what's the name of that movie that we brought you the audio for?
That would be Sherlock Holmes.
It would be Sherlock Holmes. So what gave it away for you? How'd you figure it out?
Honestly, it's just that I've seen it like 5 times.
Say it again?
It's that I've seen it 5 times.
Why?
Because he liked it, obviously.
Yeah, obviously I liked it, and it's reprising an old classic, which I'm familiar with, you know.
Yeah, how many times have you seen the second one?
Second one, I've seen it probably 5 times.
Really?
Well, got a fan here.
Love you. All right, James gets our big prize, Richie, and Chucker, we'll talk to you tomorrow here on Good Day.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are natural, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.